Well, how you doing, guys? Solo Man here. Now, I've got three news items for you, and I put the links to them down below. And I'm gonna read between the lines of all these news items and say the goddamn truth about them. Oh, it may be a reality check for some people, so you might want to find a safe space. Now, I'm not gonna be mean or anything, I'm just gonna tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, the way I see it. And I'm gonna number the news items so you can actually talk about which ones you want. So here's number one. Now, this is a dinner lady who works at a school. It's kind of funny how the dinner ladies always look the same. I remember my dinner lady at school. They always kind of big and a bit butch. But apparently she had an altercation with her work colleague, who was a man. And I guess they were sitting down at a table and there was an announcement for a 2-minute silence. But the man kept on talking. So I guess she kind of told him, like in a bossy sort of manner, to stop talking. And you know how femmes talk to men, kind of degrading them, and the man didn't take too kindly. So I guess he got up and went over to her and got in her face. But apparently the femmes said she got headbutted by him. But nobody at the table could really see that, because they went behind a post or something. But here's the man in question. Oh yes, he looks like a bad man already. And if this man actually headbutted the femmes, she wouldn't be standing, she'd be laying on the floor. But apparently she said she had a bruise on her head. As we know, femmes have been known to hurt themselves and scratch themselves to get the man in trouble. But anyway, this man is an immigrant, and his English isn't too good. And he didn't understand the intercom saying silence for 2 minutes. But when the femmes was given evidence, of course, she burst into tears. They turn that on all the time, don't they? Because they get sympathy. And if they're lying, it covers that up. Now, I'm sure the man got in her face all right, but the femmes obviously dramatized it all the way up. In fact, she took 4 weeks off afterwards, probably with pay. And anyway, the end result is the man lost his job and he was fired, of course. But the femmes kept her job. She was just put in a different area. But we all can read between the lines what really happened here, can't we? It was a bossy femmes that usually bosses everybody around, and he wasn't having any of it. And if you take a look at the femmes again, you can see she looks quite a mean-looking person, doesn't she? Not a very feminine femmes. I can't imagine that crying at all. But never mind. Let's move on. Now, so here's an oversized model. Sorry, a normal-sized model. What do you say now? I don't know. But these type of femmes are being celebrated all the time and being shoved in people's faces saying this is normal. And especially on the runways, fashion runways. But the slimmer girls are getting back onto the runways now. Because I guess the people found out that big doesn't sell clothes. So they can virtual signal all they want. But when it starts hitting the money pot, they'll change their minds. Now for me, femmes models, or male models either, should represent what most people find attractive. Not a small portion of society. And most men don't like big femmes. In fact, most femmes don't like fat men. No, I think femmes should look in a certain way. Maybe like this one. Oh God, I think I'm back at Walmart. Anyway, you guys know what I mean, don't you? All these companies and everything that keep virtual signaling, when it hits the bottom line, they'll change. They'll have to. Or they'll go out of business. I mean, do you find this femme attractive? Of course, a small portion of men may be, but not generally. For me, I like models to be sort of normal looking, if you know what I mean. Not those really skinny ones. And believe it or not, there's a skinny femme inside this one, waiting to get out. I think it's actually in her pants. Moving on to the next news item. Now here's a femme. Jeepers, how much makeup does she have on? God, who's underneath all that? But believe it or not, she's a model. Well, not a very good model. She did a bit of modelling, I guess. But she wasn't doing too well. But never mind, she's got a sugar daddy. And he bought her a car, paid for her rent, gave her an allowance every month. And people say that there's nothing in it, of course, but let's be honest. A man doesn't pay money for a femme for nothing. And the man is 71 years old. And here's the man in question. He looks a bit like Colonel Sanders. Like everybody's grandpa. But I guess he gave this femme money for quite some time. And of course the femme also had a boyfriend as well. But I guess his old man had had enough, and he flew down to where she was to kind of tell her the money was going to be stopped. Kind of a big mistake on his part, really. And of course, this man had a long-term girlfriend or whatever as well. And she kind of says he's only helping her out. And I guess she's getting money too, so she's not going to say anything, because Femmons have no morality, they just want the money. Anyway, the police found a car on the side of the road, with a smashed-out window. But they smelt some weird smell. And they looked in the trunk, and there was a man in there that was dead and had been beaten with a blunt instrument, like a baseball bat. It was this 71-year-old man. And the car he was in was the one he bought for the Femmon. How's that for irony? It seems that this man to this Femmon was only money. What a surprise. And when the money was going to be stopped, I guess she stopped him. I guess the Femmon's boyfriend was involved, but they were both charged. She got 25 years, can have parole in 10. Ooh, she looks slightly different in this sort of outfit. And who's that on the left? Is that her lawyer? By God, she looks a bit odd. And of course, her hair doesn't look as good as it did in the other photo, does it? Funny how Femmons say they don't need no man. And yet you just look at a lot of Femmons around, who are using men for money, or usefulness, utilities. Well, I guess the men will get a break from this Femmon at least for a few years. So if you think about it, guys, what would you call this Femmon, really? Does the word begin with a W, or does it begin with a P? Because that's all a lot of Femmons are, really, aren't they? Anyway, guys, that's it for the moment. Feel free to comment down below about all the stories or just one of them. And now I'm going to get a nice cup of strong coffee. See, I'm either drinking alcohol or caffeine. I'm kind of a druggie, really. You take it easy, fellas.